Millions of workers could be eligible for 10 days paid family and domestic violent leave after a decision from the industrial umpire. The Fair Work Commission has made the provisional decision that it should be part of the national employment standards, which cover more than 100 awards. It comes just 4 years after the Commission introduced 5 days of unpaid leave, and advocates say it's a huge step forward. Rachel Mealy reports.
The Fair Work Commission's been in the spotlight over the case it's hearing about whether workers on the minimum wage should get a pay rise. But now it's handed down a provisional decision which could also affect millions of people. It backs giving workers 10 days paid domestic violence leave. The full bench saying, "Family and domestic violence is a ubiquitous and persistent social problem," and adding that the move will help individuals to maintain their economic security, to access relevant services, and to safely exit to a life free from family and domestic violence. The Australian Council of Trade Unions, which led the case, says it's a huge step forward and a generational achievement for millions of women. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill.
This is something that unions have been campaigning for many years. And it's literally something that will save lives, because what it means is that for those workers covered by this, they'll no longer have to be a choice between your job or your income or yours or your children's safety.
And she wants the decision extended to cover every Australian worker.
This decision covers workers that are covered by awards, and that's over 2.6 million Australian workers. But to make it genuinely universal, to make sure that your access to paid family and domestic violence leave does not depend on who you work for or where you work, it should be put in the national employment standards.
That's a decision for the next federal government. If it's incorporated into the national employment standards, more than 8 million Australian workers would be covered. Angela Lynch is a domestic violence prevention advocate.
It actually will mean that for some women, they can leave the domestic violence relationship. They have the security and those wraparound supports and some compassion that's required by the, from their employer to have the confidence that they can leave that relationship and will get that support from the work environment.
She says if the entitlements are in the award, workers will find it easier to broach the subject with their employers.
It makes the employer aware. It means that the employer can support that person. It means that, and like they can even provide evidence and assistance in court, and that sort of thing does occur, because often perpetrators can actually target employers or can constantly ring women at work and try to get them, make it very difficult for them to work. And if employers are seeing this, if they're aware of what is happening, they can provide support to the woman and the evidence she requires if it's required and if she is going through court proceedings, which is really helpful.
The Fair Work Commission will now hear if there are objections before making its decision final. The Australian Industry Group says it'll study the decision carefully and make further submissions to the Commission over the coming weeks.
Rachel Mealy reporting there.